Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604. Good morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Even a recipe that's going to brighten your day. Who am I? Well, I am an intuitive, a psychic. I'm also a counselor and someone that has worked with people for many, many years, helping them empower themselves in their everyday life. Now, one of the things I would like to start off with a show is a bit of a quote, and I really like this quote because I found that it is so very significant. This is by Dave E. Smalley. The survival of the fittest is the ageless law of nature, but the fittest are rarely the strong. The fittest are those endowed with the qualifications for adaptation, the ability to accept the inevitable, and conform to the unavoidable, to harmonize with existing or changing conditions. To harmonize with existing or changing conditions. Who of us have not had to go through situations and conditions that we didn't ask for? Life dumped on us, but we had to figure out a way to handle them. Well, I want to share a story about a woman by the name of Carla. Carla was someone, she was one of these successful professional women, and she worked so hard, and she had vacation time that was coming, and she could hardly wait. She needed the break. She was ready. Well, shortly before vacation time, she found that her job situation was not going to be there for her, and she had to do some job hunting. Well, one might say, why would you go on vacation if you don't have any opportunity to have a job, if you don't have things all secure and tidy in place? Well, she said, you know what, I can't worry about that. I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to go on vacation. Now, she made up an itinerary for herself. She was going to really work at looking for a job as soon as she got back from vacation. Well, much to her dismay, here she is. She's got all of her luggage. She's all packed up, ready to go, itinerary all scheduled. Man, she's got it made. She's really ready to play. She gets at the airport, checks in, and guess what she's told? Her flight had been overbooked, and she had been bumped. The representatives from the airline were very sorry, and they issued Carla and all the other would-be travelers vouchers towards future travel. Well, her mood went into the toilet. She was so upset. Every plan she had made had been just thrown to the winds. What were her options? Well, she had to go home. There was nothing she could do. So she flagged down a cab in front of the airport to take her home. And when she got into the cab, she was just really very, very depressed. And the driver noticed her long face. And he asked her about it. He said, "Hey, you look like you're feeling pretty miserable. What's the big deal?" Well, Carla said she was sitting there pouting, much like a child, saying, "Well, I got bumped off my flight." And the cabbie responded with a statement she was not expecting. "Look on the bright side. Everything happens for a reason." Carla looked at him. You can just imagine. I mean, here she was all ready for vacation. She looked at him with an eye that you would not believe. And she didn't say anything all the way home. Well, she could now think of no good reason why she shouldn't be on her vacation. And as I said, she was just with this attitude, and it wasn't one of gratitude, believe me. So once she paid the cabbie, and he gave her a big smile and waved and said, "Have a good day." Well, you know, when you have a moment like that, you really don't want to have somebody smiling at you and feeling so positive. It's not what you want. You'd much rather be in your pity pot. Have you ever been there? I know I have. Well, she still had to make an adjustment. Once she got inside of her apartment, she opened her suitcase and she began to unpack. Now, she was thinking about all the things that were just so bad about her not having her vacation. And then the doorbell rings. And it was a courier. She wasn't expecting anything. And it had an express letter package. And the courier said, "Here, you've got a sign for it." So she opens it up, going back into her apartment. Guess what she found? It was a job offer from a company she had been hoping to get a job with. A reply was required within the next 48 hours, and she could report to the office a few days after that. She was blown away. She said, "Now this is a good reason to stay home." If she had been on vacation, she would have missed her wonderful opportunity. She realized the cabbie was right. Everything does happen for a reason. And I share that story with you this morning because it's an important one. Being a psychic, being an intuitive, so often people get stuck in the idea that they don't have very much choice about anything. Now, this morning, if you would like to call in and chat with me, this is what you need to do. All you need to do is call 888-268-4313. It's that simple. 888-268-4313. Now, when my engineer, Don, answers the phone, when he connects you with me, what I'm going to need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, I'd like to know where you're calling from, what part of the country. And then I'll give you information about yourself. And remember, before I started giving you this details about our number, 888-268-4313, I was talking about how when people will interact with psychics, they often think that the psychic knows all, sees all, and tells all. That's absolutely ridiculous. We don't. However, what I consider for myself, and I won't speak for anybody else, is that I'm an information resource. My job is to be able to relate to people and be able to give them information that's going to empower them in making choices in their life. Don't ever feel that you should give up your mind to someone else. Don't ever give up your option for choice to someone else. Remember, you have a responsibility to life. And my positioning on your positioning of responsibility is you can make choices. You're the one that is going to make those choices that are going to enable you to know a sense of freedom in your life, become better educated, be able to do something that is close to your heart that maybe will become your own personal passion. But you are the boss. You are the one. It is your mind, your life. So if you want to call in this morning and chat with me, I'd be delighted to do that. But remember, when I give you information, it is that. So give me a buzz this morning if you would like to chat, 888-268-4313. Also, tell your friends about this wonderful bloginservice.com. This is a website that you can go to. You can check out the programs that we have. You can look at all kinds of information. And it's right there at your fingertips. All you have to do is touch a few keys on your keyboard and you won't have to miss any of the programming. Blog, B-L-O-G-N-I-N, service.com is where you want to go. I wanted to share with you also this morning, and again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat at 888-268-4313. All I need is your first name or your initial, and I'd like to know where you are calling from. Science is something that I find extremely interesting. Why? Because with the scientific area, you're going to find that nobody ever has all the answers. And isn't that wonderful? If you have a child in school and they really, really love science and math, encourage them. Encourage their curiosity. Encourage them to ask why about things. Now, it may drive you nuts because you'll say, oh, if I get one more why question, I think I'll just go completely insane. Anybody that's been around children know that they will always come up with that because they know that it's something that does drive you crazy. But if you can make them do some investigation, like a wonderful teacher I know, her name is Marva Collins. By the way, she wrote a wonderful book called Ordinary Children, Extraordinary Teachers, and she's been a guest on other shows that I do. But I really found it so exceptional because she said, I like to take children's curiosity and make it work for them. And what she does, she gives them assignments. If they're curious about something, she encourages them to go to their library and to be able to do research, to learn how to ask people, ask questions, and go about the researching necessary to get the information. That's what makes a good scientist. How many times are there issues, situations, conditions, one of which I hope to talk about with you this morning, and it has to do with converting trash into oil. All right, someone somewhere has been asking a question for a long time, what do we do with these things? Well, that's what science is all about. Science is about curiosity, getting information, and wondering if it's right, and examining from all kinds of angles. Do you know there was a young student just recently that found out how to clone an orchid? That people have been trying to do this for I don't know how many years. She's a teenager. Nobody told her she couldn't do it. She ended up doing it. She's made scientific history because she did something with cloning an orchid that nobody else had been able to figure out. Why? Because she was curious. So you need to look at life that way yourself. Well, how about anti-gravity? Are any of you who are listening Star Trek fans? Oh, I just love that show. Always have. And one of the things that always was very, very pleasant for me to observe is that everybody stood upright. They weren't floating around like they were in an air bubble. Well, in the late 1980s, there was a tremendous interest in anti-gravity, and there was a University of Alabama researcher who published a lot of papers on the subject. And then in 1992, there was a graduate student that reported that gravity reduction in his lab at Tampere University of Technology in Finland was something that he had some information about. NASA, in the 80s, they even got involved with it. They wanted to build an anti-gravity engine. However, the scientists that were working on this were encountering difficulties, so many that you didn't hear too much about it after a while. NASA ditched the concept, and anti-gravity went the way of the water-powered automobile. Well, I know we've got a caller on the line, and I'm going to go into that caller, but I want to let you know some more about this anti-gravity research after we come back. Let's go to our first caller this morning. I want to welcome you to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Robbie, and I'm calling from Canada.
Where in Canada, Robbie?
Ontario, Sarnia, Ontario, Canada.
All right. Now, Robbie, the first thing that I am looking at with you is you're going to have to grow up in some of your attitudes about money. And I know that may sound rather harsh, but you're wanting to have a level of financial independence, and you cannot play what I feel are childish games in your head. You need to understand that in working with money, it's very down to earth. It is very basic. Money in and of itself has no personality. It doesn't do tap dances. It doesn't think. It's just a medium of exchange. So what I'd like for you to be aware of is you need to start bringing into your environment information that is going to educate you about money, because I think you're going to have an opportunity not just to make a good income, but also, if you get into the habit of saving, being able to then, after about 5 years, be able to make your money work effectively and well for you and make your choices based on the information that you're comfortable with working with. There's no shortcuts here. There's no magic anything that's going to make you have that level of financial independence you want without some real good planning. So I would like to encourage you to do that. Also, I think you may need to see a chiropractor or a good masseuse. I'm looking at some discomfort. It's coming down into my teeth when I'm perceiving it with you, but I think it's originating in the neck and the upper shoulder. So if you sit at a computer a lot, you need to find out the exercises you can do to keep those muscles supple, limber, and working properly the way that they should, so you don't end up with this discomfort that, again, is going not just through my neck but the lower base of the head and into my teeth. It's just your nerves telling you you are stressing them out. Do you have a question for me this morning?
Yeah, where am I going? What's my direction in life?
Well, Robbie, that is such a big question. Let's narrow it down.
Okay.
What is your primary concern?
Yeah, what is coming up in the very near future for me, like within, the next 6 months?
Relative to what?
To career-wise.
All right. What kind of a career are you in, and what are you wanting to do?
I am actually going to be a television host, and I also...
Okay, I'm having a tough time hearing you, Robbie. Would
Pardon?
You speak up a little louder?
Pardon?
Oh, there we go. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the phone must be cutting out. You want to know what exactly I do?
Yes. What is it that you wanted to know about career?
I want to know where it's headed.
What are you doing?
I am an author, and I'm also a medium, and I'm a television host of a new show coming out.
Okay. Robbie, what I'm looking at is the television show, I think, will be successful for you, but you've got a lot of work. You've got to fine-tune it. And as far as the book goes, see, you can do all of this. You just need to really ask yourself what your priority is. And I think being the medium is fine, but for some reason that's not the strongest focus for you, as in my perception. You love it and you'll use it, but I think the writing is first and foremost. So I would encourage you to look at your authoring as a discipline and really make it a regular part of your day. Look at how you can set a certain clock, maybe just give yourself a timer, and say, I'm going to sit and write for 45 minutes, an hour, whatever it's going to be, and that's it. This is what I do. And you are as consistent about your writing as anybody could possibly be. Then I think with the publishing of your books, that is going to enhance a lot more of what you're going to find yourself involved with and associated with relative to media. And I think you'll be very pleased with that evolution. I think that's going to be something that's going to be very good for you. The TV, you really need to have someone on your team that's very critical, that is going to give you good feedback. You don't want a bunch of yes people around you. If you're going to do this, you want to be sure that you're going to give an effective presentation that's not going to come across like a Milky Toast type of thing. You want to have not just a feeling of passionate purpose about what you're doing, but also that you have something to give people. And that is very important. I think your show could be quite successful, but it's going to take a lot of work. Television is very intense, and you have to remember, when you're on camera, you are on camera. So you must develop a very critical eye, be willing to be a good listener to people's comments and suggestions, incorporate your own ideas, and I think you can really grow from this. This is a very good learning curve for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Robbie, and I want to thank you for your call.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Donna Sebo, and if you would like to call in and chat with me this morning, I am a mental practitioner, a psychic, and I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Call me at 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. And remember, when you call in, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then I'd like to know where you are calling from. Now, before we went to Robbie, I was talking about anti-gravity. Remember what I said about being curious, about wanting to do things? How would you like to be involved in a space trip in your lifetime? I'd love it. I would love to get a ticket and take a space trip to wherever they'd want to go. But I really don't want to be floating through the air when I'm doing it. Thank you very much. Well, fortunately, there are still some people that are asking the questions, how can we make it so that gravity is going to be within a space vehicle? Well, last November, a Russian physicist received a U.S. patent for an anti-gravity craft, and then the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics gave an award to two German scientists for inventing a hyperdrive motor capable of Star Trek speeds. Yes, Star Trek speeds. Now, these proposed devices, like their predecessors, aim to cancel gravity by wrapping an object in superconducting coils to generate a magnetic field so strong that it warps space. Now, so far, these have not been real positive. But there's a new anti-gravity test using the lab, Sandia National Laboratory, the accelerator machine, which generates powerful magnetic pulses. And you know what? There's someone that worked on the NASA team 10 years ago that I think the anti-gravity theory is pretty far-fetched. Well, my goodness, aren't we glad? Someone's going to come up with it. And when they do, I'll be standing in line with the rest of you to take my first journey into outer space because I won't have to worry about being floating around like a bubble. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be going to our next telephone caller this morning. And if you would like to participate and you would like to have a reading on air, this is the telephone number you call in to 888-268-4313. Welcome, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello? I think we lost the caller. So that's all right. Whoever called in, just know we're going to be able to get you back online, and that will be great. One of my listeners to my earlier morning show sent me something that I thought was really cute. It said, don't tell me your age. You probably would tell a falsehood anyway, but the Hershey man will know. Now, if you're a chocolate person, I think you will really enjoy this. And if you want, write this down. Get out a pad of paper and a pen and write it down. How you can determine your age by chocolate math. Yes, we now have a new subject to teach in schools, chocolate math. Now, this is what you do. It'll take only a minute. First of all, I want you to pick the number of times a week that you would like to have chocolate. Now, it has to be more than once a week, but less than 10. Remember, pick the number of times a week that you would like to have chocolate. More than once, but less than 10. Okay, write that down. Then you multiply the number that you chose by 2. Multiply the number you chose by 2. Then you add 5. Then you add 5. You multiply it by 50. Okay, go get the calculator if you need it. I'll wait until you get it. Multiply the number you came up with by 50. Have you got it? All right. Now, if you've already had your birthday this year, I want you to add 1756. If you've already had your birthday year, add 1756. Now, if you haven't had a birthday, I want you to add the number 1755. 1755. Got that done? Okay. Now, you subtract the four-digit year that you were born in. 1982, 1900, whatever it is. So, four-digit year that you were born. Now, you should have a three-digit number when you get through with that. You got it? Now, the first digit of this three-digit number is the original number that you chose to have chocolate each week. And the next two numbers are your age. This works. I won't tell you mine. You don't have to tell me yours, but this works. Do you know this is the only year that this formula of chocolate math will work? So have fun with it. Share it with your friends. It's just a lot of fun. Let's go to our caller. I think we have our caller back now. Good morning, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello, Donna. Enjoying your show. My name's Chris, and I'm in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. Great city. Now, Chris, what I'm looking at with you is conflict. The first thing that is coming into my mind is an image. It's like I'm watching two cartoon characters. And they're like boxers, and they're going at each other. And I'm seeing you right in the middle of these two boxers. And I want to say these are representations of you. And you're at war with yourself. You have conflict with yourself. And I want you to be aware that you've got to step out of being in the conflict. And you need to be able to watch these two boxers, if you will, doing their thing.
Uh-huh.
And you need to be able to say, wait a minute, I'm defeating myself. I need to really be objective so that I'm not at war with what is my main purpose. Finances are a bit of a challenge. You're having some emotional situations you're growing through. And this is good because you are finally getting to a point where you're putting the past behind you. This isn't easy because you've been taught certain things and you have been set an example by other people around you. And you need to be aware of this. Put it behind you. The past does not have place in what you are wanting to change into in your life at this time. So be patient. Don't run from the conflict. Step away from the conflict. Look at it with clarity. And you will find you'll be able to discern how you can stop the boxing match within yourself and have the clarity you need. This is going to enable you to have financial security. It is also going to enable you to achieve a level of freedom from certain situations of your life that have been at times very, very draining for you. You haven't let the experiences go. It's time to move on. What question do you have for me this morning, Chris?
Well, you covered a lot of what I was thinking about. I think probably part of what you're perceiving is like it's a big time of change for me, so I'm really reflecting, and maybe that's kind of amplifying.
Okay, I'm not hearing you very well right at the moment, Chris. Your voice just sort of faded away.
Okay. I was saying you picked up on some of what I was calling for, that I have a lot of change going on right now in my life, which may be stirring some of these things up, some looking to the past and some looking to the future.
Well, remember, you're the one that has to do the work. Don't be afraid of facing what you know you need to face. Look at it square in the eye. If you stay in the conflict, you're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to beat yourself up into a pulp.
Right. I think also maybe a question regarding what you said is I'm aware of some of these things and working to let them go. And there are relationships involved, and I think that's what maybe ties me in sometimes.
Well, you have to take a positioning of personal responsibility. We're not going to have time to go into a great deal of detail on this. But you need to ask yourself, why is it are you choosing to stay in particular associations when they are not healthy for you? And you need to be honest with yourself. This is going to take thinking and a positioning of being responsible for your own choices. Nobody's going to be able to make these choices for you. There's no fairy godfather out there. Just doesn't happen. So take the positioning of authority with yourself. That is one of the biggest steps we can ever take. And don't play the blame game. A lot of what's going on, you have become involved with because those were choices that you made. Some of it isn't, but a good portion of it is. So have integrity with yourself. I don't think it's going to take you long to figure out what you don't need.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have
very
a
helpful.
Magnificent day.
All right, you too. See ya.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and I am delighted to be able to chat with you this morning. If you would like to give me a call at 888-268-4313, I'll be delighted to light up your life with insight. Oh, I've got to share something with you right now. As I'm broadcasting, I am looking at two deer that are just outside of my office that are cruising around and nibbling on all the fresh greens that are coming up because spring is just in full bloom here in the Pacific Northwest, which is where this programming is coming from. And that is a treat that I have never, ever experienced in this area where we are. So I wanted to share that with you. Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, beautiful sight of two deer that are out right behind our building. And they're just gorgeous. Donna Sebo here, and I want to also let you know that should you want to get in touch with me relative to private consultations, I am available. And you can call me at my office, which is 800-872-8852. Now, frequently people will call and they'll ask if I will do with them the same thing that I do on the air. No, whatever's on the air is free, and I'm delighted to be able to do that with you, but private time, there is a fee with that. So if you'd like some information on that, I'll be happy to share that with you. You can call my office again at 800-872-8852. Well, we're going to be taking a break for a moment. When we come back, our phone lines are open. I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight and share a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. Good morning. Donna Sebo here, broadcasting from the Pacific Northwest. I'm so delighted to be able to share this time with you. And I want to let you know, if you'd like to call in and chat with me this morning, I'll be happy to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Call into this toll-free number, 888-268-4313. Also, I would like for you to let your friends know about the show, because you're only a touch on your keyboard away. Tell your friends to go to bloginservice.com. That's B like boy, login service.com. And they don't have to miss the show, and they can participate in it as well. I do want to make a comment towards those of you that are calling in. Please, when you are calling in, speak up, because we are only able to turn the sound notch up. This is going to an engineering studio, and you must speak up when we're on the phone with you. Don't let the phone drop below your chin. If you do, your voice, if you've got a soft voice, it just disappears. So again, if you'd like to call in and chat with me this morning, 888-268-4313. Now, I know we've got a caller that is waiting, and I want to go to that caller, welcome you to the show. Thank you for calling in this morning, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Shane, and I'm calling from Upper Canada.
Okay, Shane, and where in Upper Canada? Shane, you're going to have to speak up because I can barely hear you.
A little town on Vancouver Island called Comox.
Called what?
Comox, British Columbia.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being a part of the show. Now, the first thing that I am looking at with you is health is very, very important with all of it. And with you, I think you're doing an exploration that is going to enable you to see how you can get some relief in the body. I am looking at, it's almost like the lower torso of the body feels very, very tired. It's the only way I know how to explain it. It's as if the muscles are not responding, and I think that this is a nutritional deficiency. I can't quite figure out exactly what it is. I'm not a doctor, but these are just the perceptions that I'm getting. I'm also looking at something with the hands, and there is a feeling as if the hands, the body would do well with a good massage periodically. But there's something nutritionally that's deficient in your system. And if you have, you know, regular physicals or whatever, you might want to have some blood work done, because there may be something that would show up in the blood work, but there needs to be a curiosity on your part. Now, I'm looking at that. I'm not seeing it absolutely devastating, but I think focusing and paying attention to keeping your chassis as healthy as possible is very important. I do think that also there are some issues here with someone who's very close to you, and it seems as if you're wanting to make a better communication relationship with this individual, and you're not quite sure how to go about doing it. I would say the best thing that you could do is maybe send them a card, but better yet, maybe pick up the phone and just call them and say, I was thinking of you. How are you doing today? What's going on in your life? And be a good listener. That is going to enable you to see some changes in the communication level, but I think you're the one that's going to need to initiate it. I don't believe that this other person is going to be that enthusiastic about following through. I don't see a lot of change in your life. I'm looking at a stability with it. Do you have a question for me this morning? And you will need to speak up.
Well, it'd be nice to know when my ship is coming in.
What ship are you looking for?
The stock market.
Stock market. Well, don't hold your breath. What I'm looking at, and I know I'm being a little facetious here, I think if you're waiting for some great big killing on the stock market, that's not going to happen. But I think if you, with your stock market investment, look at those companies, do some reviewing on companies that, one, have a good portfolio, but two, have a good team at the head of the company, and look at having a real good, clear understanding of where that company is going. And then I think you will have a very, very consistent return that'll make you smile every time you go to the bank. But I don't see any super size anything making a great killing for you. But you are not a person that is uninformed. You really do enjoy educating yourself regarding money, and I think that that's great. So keep going for it. But I don't see any golden chip coming in for you.
Well, such is life.
There's no shortcuts. None at all, Shane. I want to thank you for your call. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
This is Donna Sebo, and I am happy to chat with you this morning. If you would like to give me a buzz at 888-268-4313, I invite you to do so. All I need from you is your first name or your initial. Often I have people ask me, what's going on when I do what I do? I mean, I don't know anything about any of the people that have called in this morning. What's going on here? Well, the mind has the capacity of receiving and sending information. And I don't know exactly how it does it, just like I don't know why electricity has always been here, but there's disciplines that you can utilize to develop it. And this is in my Mind Magic package that I have published, that if you'd like information, go to my website, which is DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. I'll tell you a little bit more about it as we go along, but let's go to our next caller who has been waiting very patiently. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, there, I could just barely hear you. Can you speak a little bit louder?
Yes, Donna.
I heard you say you were calling from Florida.
Yes, my name is Linda.
Okay, Linda. What I'm looking at right off the bat with you is you have got so much on your plate that of life experience right now that you wish you could have a trip to the Bahamas and just sort of leave it on a counter for a while before you had to get back to it, but that's not going to work. You need to realize that you must take care of things now. Do not procrastinate. There are certain issues that need to be looked at that are in your personal life, and you must pay attention to the detail. Do not let things slide by. Also, you've got a very high intuitive level, and you've been wanting to explore that more. And I encourage you to do that, because the intuitive ability belongs to all of us. And I just think that the more you can learn and understand, the better off you're going to be. Now, I do want to say to you, there is going to be something with an automobile, and I'm hearing, I'll call it like a chug, chug, chug-a-lug sound. It's really weird. You won't hear it all the time, but the first time you hear it, your ears are going to perk up. Pay attention. I think what there is a part that is deteriorating. It won't be expensive to replace it. And if you have your vehicle checked, if you notice something odd in sound, follow through, take it to your trusted mechanic. They'll be able to discern what it is, and pay attention to the area of the sound or the area where the sound is coming from, and that'll give you good insight. Do you have a question for me this morning?
Yes. I'd like to know if you see me relocating. You were pretty much on target. I have such a full plate. I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know what area to begin with.
All right. Start with your personal area first.
Well, health issue and then career and job location.
Okay, honey, you've got to help. We're going to have to narrow this down. So give me a specific, and your voice is so faint.
Okay.
That I'm having a tough time hearing
you.
I hope you can hear me clearly.
I'll be moving to what area?
You're wanting to move?
Yes, yes. I'm wanting to move, and if you could tell me what area.
Well, are you wanting to stay in Florida?
I believe I'd like to move out of Florida with all the hurricanes. I'm by the beach.
All right. I think what you're going to need to do is some homework, because I'm not really seeing a move anytime soon. I really think that you ought to sit down and write out, and I mean this most sincerely, what it is you really want in weather, in location. Do you want to be near a metropolitan area? Do you want to be out in the country? And if so, why? What are your needs? Do you need to be aware of a work environment? You're going to need to get specific. Just to say I want to move, you could move, you know, to Virginia if you wanted to or any place else. But you need to look at a number of things. And this is a process that you employ for other people. You need to start doing it for yourself.
Okay.
And you need to make your choice based on what you really want, not out of fear. I think you're going to stay in the East Coast area. I believe you would really like to be out in the Southwest, but I think you have to research it first, because there are certain things that you must have in your environment, and you know it. And one of the things is sun. You do not do well in areas where there's not plenty of sunshine.
Yes, yeah. And fear, I have so many fears that I'm not even aware of half the fears I have.
I couldn't hear very much of what you
said
there.
The fear is a real big issue with me. I'm afraid of not succeeding. It's a very big issue, fear, that I'm afraid I'll make a mistake.
Well, I just think that when it comes to fear, you need to ask yourself, what's at the base of it?
Yes.
Why is it are you afraid? You're afraid of hurricanes. Well, you could come out to the Northwest. You could be afraid of earthquakes. We could have Mount Rainier decide to have acute indigestion and blow her top. I mean, no matter where you go, you can be afraid. So what you need to say is, what would be optimum for you? What kind of an environment would you really like to put yourself into? You need to think it through. Lots of times, you're frightened because you don't have the facts.
Yes.
You just don't have the facts, son. So get the facts and then make your choice. I think you'll do beautifully.
Oh, thank you. And you won't need
to be afraid.
Well, you know, a health issue is such a big issue with me. I've been sick so long. With diabetes and everything, and I'm just afraid to make any more mistakes. I'm afraid to make a poor choice.
If you go through life like that, you'll never get out of bed. You'll never walk out of your house. You'll be afraid to breathe, and that's ridiculous.
Yes.
And I'm saying that with utter sincerity. That is silly. You are working just as hard at being afraid, and you need to work harder at getting the facts so that you don't need to be.
Donna,
I'm going to have to go there. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay.
Donna Sebo here. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. The number to call in to is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. Also, I want to let you know about my website, which is DelphiInternational.com. That's DelphiInternational.com. You can go into that website. You can check around. You can check on my other radio show that I have on in the morning. And you can get all of the information about my shows, my products, my services. And I invite you to do that. I invite you to come along and take the time to visit. Of course, I know most of you are listening to the show. You're right on the computers anyway. So go ahead and do that. And also, if you'd like to contact me for a private consultation, you can do that too. And there's an 800 number, and that's 800-872-8852. And there is a fee for private sessions, 800-872-8852. And I'll be happy to give all of that information to you. And by the way, I also put out a newsletter on my website. And that newsletter comes out once a month. And guests that I have on my earlier show in the morning are listed. There's positive, inspiring information that you can just carry with you in your mind wherever you go. And you're welcome to share it with friends, and I invite you to do that. So, again, go into my website, Delphi, just like the Delphi Oracle, DelphiInternational.com, and you'll be able to find out all kinds of information. We've got another caller calling in. I want to go to this next caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling in from? Hello, caller. Okay, I think we lost. Oh, there we go. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes, dear, now you're going to need to speak up because I cannot,
yes,
your voice is very soft.
I can barely hear you.
So give me your first name or your initial, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you much better now. What's your first name there, or initial? Hello?
I'm calling from Sweden.
You're
Do you
calling
hear me?
From Sweden?
Yes.
And what's your first name there?
My name is Andre.
Andre, I want you to,
yes,
write your book. I want you to write your story. You have got so much inside of yourself that is so rich in wisdom. You need to be able to put it into written form. And I would say a computer can become your best friend. I am absolutely thrilled when I am made aware of the stories that you have to tell, and I'm aware of someone that you will have a slight acquaintance with, that will be a very, very fine artist that would be able to put artwork and material together with your stories. And I think that it will mean so much to you because it's important to you that you have some kind of a legacy. You have these stories to tell, and of course the written word is one of the best ways to be able to share that. I am also looking at you having quite a bit of intuitive ability. And you get visions in your mind. They come in not unlike picture frames, like your motion picture. You know how movies, they go into frames, and you can stop them and move them frame by frame by frame and watch them. And that's what I see happening with you, and apparently this runs in your family. And what I find interesting is that there are many men in your family that have had this experience in the past. But I'm seeing you with this ability, and I want you to trust yourself more, because often this information has to do with something that might be going on in a person's life or be coming up, and you get a little bit concerned because you don't want to misread it. You don't want to assume things that you should not assume. And I think that that is a very good position to take, but I want you to also remember something, and this was taught to me by my mentor so many years ago when I first started my development. And that is, what you see, you say exactly what you see. You don't add to it, you don't take anything away. And then what you'll find is that you'll learn the language of your mind. And this is extremely important, extremely important. I cannot emphasize it enough to you. So be aware that you are going to have so much to share with people. And I'm seeing a whole new circle of friends developing around you that is so meaningful. There is going to be someone that will pass away, however, and I'm seeing you saying goodbye to them. You're going to be made aware of it prior to their passing. Do you have a question for me, Andre?
And then what you'll find is you can learn the language of your mind.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, dear. Do you have a question for me?
Yes. Did you ask me if I had a question?
Yes, dear.
Yes, I have a question. If you can see if I'm going to move and quit my job that I'm having just now.
Quitting the job, yes, but not right away. The move will come about very, very quickly, but it's not going to be something, again, that's going to happen, let's say, within 2 weeks. I'm looking at more, it would be more in a cycle of 3 to 6, more like 3 to 6 months, I believe.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, I'm assuming you're listening to this on your computer since you're
glad
calling
to speak
in
to you.
Caller, I think, Don, that we've lost our caller. This is Donna Sebo, and I know we don't have a great deal of time left now in this hour, so I'm not going to be able to take any more calls. But I wanted to share with you, and I want to thank that caller from Sweden. I'm just thrilled that you called in. I really appreciate your participating in the show. I wanted to just share a thought with you about intuition, about the psychic ability. And this lady that I was just chatting with, I mean, I was able to recognize so much of her own talent. And I would say to any of you, do not ever put someone like myself up on a pedestal. Remember, a skill is a skill, and it's honed and developed because of practice and discipline. And you yourself can develop, no matter what you want to do in life, your own set of skills, whether they're intuitive, professional, on any level. But never forget that you're the best investment in your life that you have, and that when you take time to refine, to develop yourself, no matter what your age, it doesn't make any difference about the age. When you refine and develop your own skills, you are going to be so much richer as a human being. And if someone says you're being selfish if you're focusing on just what you want to accomplish for yourself, say yes. I have to be selfish, because if I'm not selfish, how am I going to be able to give back to life the richness that I will have so earnestly earned? You know, when I think of Mr. Carnegie, who became a multi-millionaire in his life, and do you know what his objective was? It was to give all of his money away. Do you know he had so much money that the compound interest on it was so great he couldn't give it away quick enough? What a wonderful state to be in. Because of him, public libraries were established in the United States, educational institutions were placed, and his joy was to just totally give it away. So when you invest in something, when you're committed to something, whether it's education, if you're young and you're going to college, commit to excellence, commit to being the best you possibly can be. Because when you do that, then you're going to make this world a wonderful place to live in. I know we're just about out of time here. If you need to reach me, you'd like to set up a private appointment with me, then you can call me at my 800 number, 872-8852. And I would like to leave you with a thought. And again, that's 800-872-8852. The thought is, remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You have a wonderful day to live here, a wonderful day. It's a gift. It's alive with potential and opportunity. I'd like to think that you will welcome it with open arms and be excited about the fact that you're in this world. And you're a very significant part of it. And I'm so glad to make your acquaintance. This is Donna Sebo. Thank you for sharing this hour of mind power, the Donna Sebo Show. Thank you. And remember to share the information about bloginservice.com with your friends. We'll be here for you. Have a magnificent day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every morning, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
You're listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.